You've got one home down on Quebec where they've got a fake fire thing in there and a motor home and stuff, and it's abandoned. One up at the far end that's abandoned. Our area is a wreck, and it used to be a halfway, not a high-end neighborhood, but something that you weren't ashamed to drive in, and that went away a long time ago. So the fact that somebody would even want to consider putting something in there that's halfway decent, like I said, your daggone sure can't do anything worse to it. So.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Any questions for her? I'm sorry.
For her, is Quebec Road owned by the county?
Pretty sure.
I think so, but I'm not sure, Dave, but I believe it is. Oh, is it?
Yeah, if you look
at it. County takes care of it.
Yeah, but if
it's county maintained.
Yeah, but the city owns the blacktop.
Yeah, so because like if you look at my property line.
Yeah, the city owns a sewer.
Yeah, we do. Because if you look at my property line and I'm one house away from Quebec, I sit right at the cutoff. And so I'm like one house lot away from that Quebec main road. And then city has part. There's kind of it's kind of crazy over there on what part goes city and what part goes county.
Well, my point being that. I agree that engineering needs to be done on that because I used to do quite a bit of work over there. And that lake or branch or whatever it is used to go with road and it would become a detriment to the county on that road if it did overrun. And I think there will have to be engineering and a retention there and probably upsize the pipe that goes underneath the road.
Anyone else to speak in favor of this proposed permit?
Yeah, the lady says it'd be great to have something there that looks nice. We moved there 4 years ago. My only concern is there's one way in and one way out of that neighborhood. So adding that many more apartments with the traffic, that's my only concern. But other than that, I think it'd be great.
Any questions? Thank you. Anyone opposed that signed up to speak?
Never actually done anything like this, so I'll just kind of try and talk and do the best I can. I live at 514 Buttercup Drive, which is my backyard butts right up to this proposed development. I've lived there for 13 and a half years as a landlord tenant. I purchased the house in July. The property that he's talking about floods every time it rains very hard, all the way up into my yard. In fact, my yard's all on a slope and it's come at least halfway into my yard. Building an apartment building there makes me worry about the flooding issues because they've been there ever since. Originally it was proposed to be a lake and that's what I thought was going to be there. And then we've had first one thing and another in that particular property. I didn't have a right to speak when he proposed the storage units. And then the containers. But I have the right to speak now. So, also, I worry about the noise. That is sort of like a bowl. And I can hear someone arguing on the upper part of Buttercup Drive, or I can hear the kids crying if someone falls and skins a knee. And the noise is a concern for me as well. The traffic is another concern. Let's see. Also, the lights from people coming and going. I mean, if it's going to be 10 stories tall or however tall it's going to be, it's all going to shine right into my house, you know, because I sit a little higher up from the flat property, and so everything's going to shine in there. So even a 6-foot privacy fence isn't going to block any of that out. And then I've got people coming and going all night. I think it'll really disrupt those people that live right there next to it. You know, if you live a little further away, it's probably not a big deal. The one way in, one way out is an issue. And I don't know about how many fire hydrants there are in the neighborhood, but I've only seen one. So that, to me, needs to be researched. And let's see, what else? I forgot my list at home.
You're doing good.
Noise, flooding. And then, you know, how am I going to live a peaceful life if I've got all those people living right behind me, you know? I have a neighbor next door. She would have been here, but her daughter just had a baby. And so she was being a grandma. But, you know, it's the property's not been kept very well. The weeds have been let go till they're over my head. And, you know, at one point we tried to trim a little bit more than what was ours and was told not to trim anything, that wasn't our property. You know, I've tried putting weed killer on it. Nope, can't do that. You know, so yes, I would like to say something done to the property, but I really believe that putting the apartment buildings there is not necessarily the answer. Branson does need affordable housing for people, and yes, there's a lot of atrocious things going on in that neighborhood. The place she talked about needs to be done something with. Nothing but drug addicts go in there.
Ma'am, you've had an opportunity to speak.
There's about, you know, nothing but drug addicts run in and out of there, and there's some squatters in there now that is living without electricity and without water. And they just, whoever owns it, someone named Kenny, I don't know his last name, allows them to live there like that. And I think that's a health issue. You know, but no one ever does anything about that. There are, you know, there is some blight in the area, and it does need to be taken care of, and I don't really know how you do that. But the apartment buildings, I think Branson has plenty of places for people to live, and then some, with all the resorts that are renting out part of their properties now and things like that. I don't believe we needed 3 apartment buildings in that area. Some other, you know, issues I think might be more prevalent, but with all the flooding and everything that goes on, I really believe that there would be a lot of issues, and the county would have to do a lot of things. The flooding is probably one of the biggest problems, because there are wet weather creeks that run through there, and they back up way into the yards because everything runs down the hill and right into that basin.
Man, once that's engineered, your flooding should be a lot less.
Right.
You can say that and we'll have a 500-year flood tomorrow.
Well, you know, it's only when it really, really, really rains, yeah,
but the engineering and the proper design, it should be able to handle the flooding part and should make it better for you.
Right. Taney County got an easement from part of my property to put a pipe in there, and it drains right into that area with nothing there to go anywhere else to divert it. So that probably would have to be changed. But I still think with you know, there'd still be an issue because everything runs right into it. It'd be a big thing to fix. But that's what I have to say.
Thank you.
Questions for me?
Well, I just want to say I think the majority of your concerns would be answered by this project because they would have to be answered. The lighting would be more directed towards the project. The water would have to be cured for it to get permitted. The cars in and out, it could be more densely developed than this, I think. I think your would be a lot of your things would be concerns would be answered.
Well, they're not going to add another road to get in and out.
No, but it could be a denser project if it had been different, more houses being there, more apartments.
Oh, well, yeah, apartments, yeah, you're right. Multifamily dwellings would be, but all the noise and everything, and you have to live there to know and hear it. Yeah. You know, it's like you're in a bowl, and everything echoes around. I've like I said, I've heard people argue from all the way across the street and then some. You know, and I really don't know that. I think it'll cause more problems than it will help in the long run. And I know that I will have to be the one listening to everything, you know, for however much longer I live there.
Thank you. I saw that you signed up. Are you?
No, I'm for this man's project.
If you want to come up, we'll go ahead and let you come up.
I know all of her concerns because I live right on the corner of Quebec and Redbud, and the noise is 24/7. The gunshots are 24/7. The traffic is 24/7, and the water is 24/7 when it rains. And I think by him bringing this project in could help that runoff. I get everybody's water. I'm down at the bottom of the hill, and the county does what they can when we do get flooded out. And so I personally think it's a good project, would be a good project in the future in coming if he's allowed to do that.
Thank you. Anyone else? Ma'am, you've had your time. Anyone else, either for or against? Did you sign up?
That's where I get all my water from.
To understand our little neighborhood's under siege and we want something changed.
I was just wondering about the nuisance ordinance to the project. I live at 180 Redbud, and these buildings they're talking about putting up could be directly behind my house. I'm the street above Buttercup. If I look off my back deck, I'm going to be looking at a project. Three buildings. And I'm more concerned about the traffic than anything. You know, I mean, like there's only one way in and one way out. And like the lady spoke just a little while ago, the fire hydrants, you know, I'm originally from Louisiana. And if you ain't got a fire hydrant every three blocks, you can't get insurance on your home. And this county here, like she said, I've only seen maybe one or two in the whole neighborhood. Or the drain off, I mean, it may be a good deal for that. I mean, you know. And I love to see the project go forward, don't get me wrong. But I'm just concerned about the noise because I live above from where she lives at on Buttercup. And it's just like a big bowl there. And you get all that, it comes right through my front door. You know. But, I mean, if it'll help the neighborhood, I'm all for it. I mean, I'm not against the project. You know what I'm talking about? I'm just worried about the traffic. And what kind of nuisance is it going to be? I mean, it's just in the beginning of the thing anyhow, so we won't know till it all get engineered out and find out what's what.
Yes, sir.
You know, but that's my concern, the traffic more than anything, getting in and out. All right. That's all I had to say.
Any questions? No? Thank you. Appreciate that.
I just got one short thing to say. We're going to be hooking into CityServ, and I believe it in Scott by the agreement between Taney County and City of Branson that they would actually, the plans on these buildings have to be approved by the City of Branson, inspected by the City of Branson.
No, not by the sewer agreement.
This is part of the
They don't have to by the sewer
it,
agreement.
Not?
But, you know, that that's...
However, the same code is adopted, not the ordinances, but the code for West Virginia County Fire.
Mm-hmm.
So they have the same guidelines. So the reference to fire hydrants, they have the same requirements.
No, I'm having to think. We did a permit